Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, do you support banning this outfit in the West? No, I think we should just paint it red and people can then start calling me Darth Sidious. This outfit clearly comes from a culture that has a hard time controlling its sexual urges. Muslims also dress women like this in black to discourage them from leaving the house, because it tends to be very sunny and hot in the Middle East, and wearing black is no picnic. The men obviously wear white. Moving on, this woman says that there are no good single men left, and people need to stop convincing her otherwise. She says that she hasn't found a single man that has met her standards. I would wager that she has, but those men don't want her, and now she's pissed off. All the men she doesn't want, she calls incels. This is what an alpha widow looks like. Turd-flinging monkey says that she's in her 30s, and that 9s and 10s only use her for sex, and she's pissed off. Number 3, this pornographic mermaid statue will be taken down in Denmark, because it's dreamed to be a men's hot dream. As to what a woman should look like thanks to its large chesticles. Based on what I've seen before, they'll probably replace this with a statue of an obese black woman. You know your culture is in trouble when there are statues of obese black women popping up in public spaces everywhere, while the statues of women with a healthy weight are being taken down. Up next, this woman tells her doctor that her husband has trouble falling asleep, and he suggests that she tell him about her day. I'm sleepy just thinking about the nonsense that she's going to spew out of her mouth. Forget about medical services, this guy should charge for marriage advice. To be fair though, most people are boring and repetitive, so just listening to anyone makes me want to sleep these days. Unless maybe they have something profound to say about artificial intelligence. Number 5, for hundreds of years, blacks were slaves in America. And yet today 80% of blacks support the Democrat Party that enslaved them. It all makes sense. The Democrats gave them welfare money in exchange for their vote and loyalty. They were bribed by the party of their former slave masters, and they're too dumb to realize it seems. The Democrats gave them welfare to ruin the black family by getting black women to kick the black men out of the house. I wish blacks would understand this and do something about it. Moving on, Granny here asked to give her a pain bigger than a toothache aside from labor. For me, it would have to be having a catheter removed after having kidney stone surgery. Every time I had to go to the bathroom for a couple of weeks, it was like I had birthing pains for half an hour straight. Nail psoriasis was also excruciatingly painful, and I cheated on my diet and have been in pain now for 9 months straight. Luckily, that pain is now slowly going down. Number 7, Pamela Anderson says that it's never too late to start all over again. Sounds like she's desperate for attention. She thinks she's stunning and brave doing interviews without her fake up, but in reality, she's just making her eyes bleed. She needs to put some of that fake up back on. Even male actors put on more makeup for interviews. When I saw her in an interview recently, Liam Neeson was on it with her, and he was wearing more than she was. Makeup, that is. Up next, based on the current rates of demographic change in the West, what Western cities won't look like this in the future? I suspect that most will have a rich, clean core, with mostly white people living there, while there are rings of poverty outside of it with rings of trash and squalor. I suspect that robots will eventually clean up all the messes and maintain all the infrastructure, so everything will look clean. Also, most Indians will no longer have to move to the West because technology will bring the Western lifestyle to them. Number 9, here's the look a woman gets on her face when she's played hard to get, and then the guy decides to just date another girl instead. Play stupid games and win stupid prizes. Remember, ladies, that when you play hard to get, you quickly become easy to lose. Here's also the look of sadness and disappointment that many women get when they put a guy in the friend zone, only to then hear that he got married. Women only want what other women want. Moving on, most of the incels out there are actually married guys that don't get any action from their wives. This guy's wife has had 50 sexual partners, but she won't sleep with him anymore, and he wonders why. The majority of the subscribers to Lonely Fools Girls are also married men. Probably marry guys like this that are in marriages that have a dead bedroom. Women marry guys like this, give them sex, and then take it away once they've secured the financial part of the relationship. And Soysidey will still blame guys like this, saying that they didn't work hard enough to turn on their wives. Number 11, back when Chris Tucker's family found out that he was making $20 million a year, they all quit their jobs and thought he was going to support them. The better question to ask is, why are they trying to be freeloaders? Someone once shared with me that in Africa, people can't own retail stores because their own family members will come in and just take products off the shelves and have no moral issues doing so. It's because of things like that that much of Africa is probably undeveloped. Up next, apparently watching anime is now ranked as a major turnoff for women. I can't imagine why a grown man watching cartoons is such a big turnoff for women. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery. But truth be told, anything that takes a man's undivided attention away from women is a turnoff on one level or another. But it doesn't matter what the ladies think, because they're being replaced before our very eyes with AI girlfriends. Number 13 looks like remittances in Mexico continue to go down, as ICE rates continue to go up across the United States. When Trump sneezes, Mexico catches a cold. Let that money stay in America and help Americans instead of foreigners. Here's another idea. If they ban remittances, then the self-deportations will surge. Either that or Mexicans will start using things like Bitcoin to get around financial repression. But is deportation really that good of a thing? Moving on, incels will argue that sex is a psychological need, because it's listed in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The last time I had sex, my brain turned to mush, and I became a sad simp. It's not a psychological need. It's a psychological hand grenade. It's the leash society uses to control us. So just rub one out, that's easier and cheaper and doesn't come with child support fears. Sex isn't a need. If it was, then celibate monks would just die from a lack of sex. Number 15, here's your daily reminder not to be fooled by women's fake-up trickery. Also remember to take them out on a first date swimming so their faces can tell you the truth about their looks. Makeup is all about putting a new paint job on a lemon and trying to sell it as a new car. These days with dating apps and filters, you don't know what you're going to meet when you go out on a first date, if you're lucky enough to even get one these days, or maybe unlucky enough. Up next, some people are saying that Billie Eilish is the hottest woman alive. She wouldn't be the hottest woman alive if she lived on the surface of the sun. She also looks like how a truck stop bathroom smells. She looks like she simultaneously has Down syndrome and is on drugs. To be honest, she kind of looks mid, and she kind of looks like a trans woman. Her face isn't very feminine at all. I don't get why people find her appealing. Number 17, and speaking of Down syndrome, this guy was beaten by a mentally disabled strip club janitor after he made fun of him. The janitor probably snapped as he's been teased one too many times. Also, by the amount of damage he did, the strip club janitor is probably a grizzly bear. I guess now everyone has heard of retard strength. If you're still learning this type of lesson at this age, then you're a complete idiot. Moving on, J.D. Vance says that the UK is turning into an Islamic State with nukes, and that they could soon be a threat to the United States. He's not exactly wrong. At this rate, it's going to take another 30 years to happen, but it's well on the way to getting there. Here are the three phases of Muslim immigration eventually leading to a dominant Islamic State. But what they aren't taking into consideration is that the infidels will have AI-powered robots to subdue them for a change. Number 19, this woman put herself in timeout after having 12 abortions by the age of 25. There are serial killers out there that don't have counts that high. So why do women keep doing this? Can't they just use the pill or protection? Maybe this is all the proof we need that the average woman might be more evil than the most famous serial killer. This is the modern day equivalent of human sacrifice the way that the ancient Aztecs or Mayans practiced it. Up next, what's wrong with this picture? Is it that there's a doorknob on the wrong side of the door? Or that she's banging her students? Probably both. You just know that in a few moments that teacher's going to be bent over the desk while the young guy practices woodshop on her. Someone needs to teach modern-day female teachers not to grape. It's gone to epidemic proportions. I also feel sorry for this guy because from the backside, it looks like that's a male teacher with a man bun. Number 21, just when you thought that Europe couldn't become more authoritarian, the EU wants to bring back a plan to ban private messaging. Crazy how we're seeing a potential authoritarian dictatorship rise before our eyes. And yet there's still no revolution. This is probably what happens when men's T levels drop thanks to all the soy they eat and all the birth control pill residue in the water. This wasn't on my 21st century bingo card. Moving on, this woman made almost $1 million on OF in the last 6 months because there's a male loneliness epidemic. But most of the men paying female creators like this one are actually married incels. This is only going to get worse as housing becomes unaffordable. This woman, thanks to OF, was able to move out and buy her own place at the age of 20. No wonder this is now the new top career choice for women in the West. Number 23, many OF creators are also pissed off because men don't pay for corn anymore. This one says that she pays for what she watches and you should too. That it's not morally acceptable to watch the free stuff. In reality, paying for it is funding liberal and feminist women. Of course they want that money. I think I've only ever paid $10 for corn in my entire life. I subscribe to somebody's Patreon for a month to enjoy all their content. Up next, the Prime Minister of Italy, Meloni, is definitely based. She deported an imam in Italy after he preached that Muslims should fight infidels, even though he's been living there for 30 years. He needs to be kicked out because he's inciting violence. But you also just know that liberals will probably defend him and say that he didn't really mean it. Islam is taking over Europe without firing a single shot, and it's rather sickening. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Rosie? This looks like yet another case of Trump derangement syndrome. It made her look like one of those melted wax statues. And to be honest, she's hideous on both pictures. I still can't believe that she was the one cast as Betty in the Flintstones movie. What a wasted opportunity. This is what eventually happens when you're ugly on the inside and it spills its way onto the outside. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.